Your questions, your health. This is Mind Matters.
Hello and welcome to My Sahana's podcast series. My name is Rajeshree Deshpande and I am a volunteer at My Sahana. My Sahana is a 501c3 certified nonprofit organization dedicated to increasing awareness and to remove stigma about mental health in South Asian community. Today I will be talking to Dr. Shilpa Kapoor about postpartum depression. First, let me introduce Dr. Kapoor, who is extremely passionate about My Sahana's cause of removing the stigma associated with mental health. She has a doctorate in clinical psychology and has her private practice in several locations in the Bay Area. She is one of the board members for My Sahana and has supported My Sahana by repeatedly giving cash donations as well as in-kind donations. Thanks, Dr. Kapoor, for taking out time from your busy schedule to talk to us about postpartum depression. Can you please explain what postpartum depression is?
Thank you, Rajeshree, for this opportunity. Postpartum depression is basically type of mood change a woman can have after childbirth. So after delivery, the woman can have three types of mood changes. These start from baby blues to postpartum depression to postpartum psychosis. Baby blues occur in most women in the days right after childbirth and are considered normal. A new mother has sudden mood swings, such as feeling very happy and then feeling very sad. She may cry for no reason and can feel impatient, irritable, restless, anxious, lonely, and sad. If the baby blues do not go away after 2 to 3 weeks after delivery, it could be postpartum depression. It can happen a few days or even months after childbirth and can happen after the birth of any child, not just the first child. A woman can have feelings similar to the baby blues, such as sadness, despair, anxiety, irritability, but she feels them much more strongly and more frequently than she would with the baby blues and for a longer duration. It also affects her day-to-day functioning, such as taking care of the baby and taking care of herself. Postpartum depression is a complex mix of physical, emotional, and behavioral changes that happen in a woman after giving birth to the baby.
So that means it is very important for a new mother to make a note of emotional changes after the delivery, correct?
You're right, Rajeshree. Because if postpartum depression is not treated, it can lead to serious condition called postpartum psychosis, which is serious mental illness that can affect new mothers. Sometimes women are hospitalized because of this condition because they are at risk of hurting themselves or someone else.
So can you tell us what are the causes of postpartum depression?
Rajeshree, postpartum depression is linked to biological, social, and psychological changes associated with having a baby. The biological changes involve a rapid drop in hormones after delivery. Hormones such as estrogen and progesterone increase in a woman's body during pregnancy and suddenly drop after the childbirth. The body often cannot adjust to the quick changes in hormone levels. Thus, the woman feels moody, sad, inadequate, weepy, and in severe cases, suicidal. In addition to these chemical changes, the woman also experiences some social and psychological changes associated with having a baby that create an increased risk of depression. There is more isolation because of changes in routine, sleepless nights leading to more irritability, and changed relationship with the spouse. There is also increased workload, and if the woman has to make a work and personal life balance, she experiences difficulties in coping with these changes.
I see. Can you please talk about the risk factors for getting postpartum depression?
Yeah, postpartum depression can happen to women from all races, cultures, and religious backgrounds, working mothers or homemakers. A number of factors can increase the risk of postpartum depression, such as a history of depression during previous pregnancy, age at time of pregnancy. The younger you are, the higher the risk. And ambivalence about the pregnancy or unwanted pregnancy, limited social support, living alone, marital or family conflict, and if the child is born with some physical deformity or physical health issues, it also increases the risk of getting postpartum depression.
Okay, this is very important information. What are the symptoms of postpartum depression?
Rajeshree, most of the symptoms of postpartum depression are similar to what happens normally following childbirth. They include, like I talked before, like lack of sleep, appetite changes, excessive fatigue, decreased libido, frequent mood changes, and interpersonal relationship difficulties. But however, these are also accompanied by other symptoms of major depression, which include depressed mood, loss of pleasure, feelings of worthlessness, hopelessness, and helplessness, feelings of inadequacy, inability to cope, and thoughts of death or suicide.
So how does it affect women?
Postpartum depression often keeps a woman from doing the things she needs to do every day. It affects her ability to take care of her baby, affects her relationship with her husband and others close to her, and affects other areas of her life such as occupation, leisure activities, and in her ability to take care of her own self.
So Dr. Kapoor, you mentioned depression affects the new mother's ability to take care of her baby. Could you please talk some more about that?
Yeah, Rashri, so the depression arising out in the postnatal period could impact infant development and attachment between the mother and the child. Because postpartum depression distorts thinking and impairs judgment because of various mood changes, it interferes with the mother's capacity to attune herself to the needs of her infant, affecting her sensitivity and responsiveness. This leaves the child more vulnerable to neglect and even abuse in extreme cases. If the mother is depressed and her attitude is detached or unmindful of the baby's needs, this can cause cognitive delays, social emotional deficits, depression, and anxiety in the child also.
So I'm curious to know about South Asian women, if they are at a higher risk for postpartum depression.
That's a very good point you raised, Rashri. So South Asian women, particularly new immigrants, may be at higher risk of postpartum depression than their non-Asian counterparts. Some of the research has suggested that isolation stemming from the immigrant experiences and lack of traditional support system often found in home countries as reasons for increased rate of depression among South Asian women. Women raised with South Asian values and belief systems are not typically taught or encouraged to discuss emotional distress of culture for cultural reasons. And there is also stigma associated with mental illness, which is huge in the South Asian community. And this keeps women from getting the care they need at the right time. There are some other factors that put Asian women at increased risk of postpartum depression, such as domestic violence, gender of the child, with some families still preferring a male child, lack of support system, and language difficulties.
So can you shed some light on the symptoms for postpartum depression if they are different in South Asian women than women in Western cultures?
Rashri, you're right. The South Asian women tend to express symptoms different than people from the Western cultures. And there is also this likelihood that doctors may miss the signs of postpartum depression in South Asian women because of the different presentation of symptoms. Western symptoms of postpartum depression include sadness, lack of interest in activities, crying, and moderate to strong mood swings. On the other hand, South Asian women may experience these symptoms, but they are also likely to experience some symptoms somatically or physically, such as feeling fatigued all the time, insomnia or lack of sleep, nausea, changes in appetite, headaches, and backaches, most of these physical symptoms cannot be attributed to any physical cause.
So far we have covered how women suffer from postpartum depression, and I'm very curious to know if men also suffer from postpartum depression.
I'm glad you raised this thing, Rashri, because many people are unaware that men also suffer from postpartum depression, but the truth is they do. And as a result, most men with postpartum depression suffer in isolation because many people are not aware of that. Like, after the initial pride and excitement of having a newborn, some men tend to start feeling stressed out. They tend to have sleepless nights, you know, a screaming infant keeping them awake most of the night and needing constant care. There are regular fights with the partners, and they also tend to go to work exhausted because of all the stress related to the baby. Then over time, things get worse for them. They start getting more anxious or panicky and miserable most of the time, especially men who are suffering from postpartum depression. Men tend to externalize more as compared to women, so they appear angry and irritable. They start drinking more, and they may also start gambling. They may withdraw from people and might have extramarital affairs. Men also feel neglected because their partner or spouse has to look after the baby, and so they do not get time to spend with the partner. It is a stereotype when we tell men that they should man up and should just get over it. So when a man hears that men don't get depressed, they really hear that they should not get depressed. So they find it difficult to express that they are depressed.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, how does a new mother know when to seek professional help?
Rashri, you know, untreated postpartum depression can be dangerous for new moms and their children. A new mom should look for some warning signs and seek professional help when her symptoms persist beyond 2 weeks, she is unable to function normally, she can't cope with everyday situations, she has thoughts of harming herself or the baby, she is extremely anxious, scared, and panicked most of the day, and there is increasing marital or family conflict. When a woman's ability to function is affected, she needs to see her healthcare provider, and if she does not get treatment for postpartum depression, symptoms can get worse. While postpartum depression is a serious condition, the good news is that it can be treated with medication and counseling. So it's necessary for the woman to seek help at the right time.
Okay. Can you please describe some of the treatment options for postpartum depression?
After delivery, the woman and her partner should talk to the doctor to discuss what is best for you, what is best for the woman. There are various treatment methods for postpartum depression, such as medication, support group, and psychotherapy. Here are some tips that can help a person cope with this depression. The first and most important thing is to educate yourself. Once the couples are expecting, they should be aware what to expect. Be prepared together and support each other. Foster the relationship with your partner. Make time for each other. Ask for help. Let others know how they can help you. Be realistic about your expectations for yourself and your baby. Set some boundaries for yourself. Exercise. Take a walk and get out of the house for a break. Expect some good days and some bad days. Follow a sensible diet. Avoid alcohol and caffeine. Eat foods that make you feel good. Keep in touch with family and friends and do not isolate yourself. Join a support group for emotional support and changing roles. And talk to your health care provider who can determine if you need meds and or therapy. So admitting you're depressed isn't admitting defeat. It's admitting there is hope, and it is taking charge of your life, not only for yourself, but for the newborn and the family as a whole. Postpartum depression can be a very serious condition, and without effective treatment, it can result in damaging long-term consequences for both the parents, their child, and the entire family. But with proper treatment and support, it can be treated.
Well, it certainly helps to know that postpartum depression can be treated. Thank you very much, Dr. Kapoor, for sharing this valuable information with our audience. If you want to contact Dr. Shilpa Kapoor, please email mysahana@mysahana.org. MySahana's website has more information about postpartum depression and other interesting articles on various topics on mental health. Please visit www.mysahana.org. I would encourage our audience to find more information on how to donate to support this worthy cause so we can continue to serve the community. And be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you.
Mind Matters is a radio show produced by My Sahana. To learn more about My Sahana, visit www.mysahana.org.